Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Hey, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome in on this retrograde Sunday moment we are having. I am Kira Ra, and you have found the voice of passionate action.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you. You know, for those of you that tuned in at the top of the hour, we did get started, and now we're getting started again.
You gotta love the energy that's happening right now.
And it's a beautiful moment to remember that which is worth doing might be worth doing twice.
Or three times. You never know. But hey, we are in the middle of these incredible energies from this extraordinary new moon solar eclipse unified energy field. And this unified energy field opened up on Thursday. We have a lot to share about Thursday. It's kind of closing today on the 12th. So it bridged the Lion's Gate moment and gave us the ignition for this week ahead, because the 13th through the 18th, my loves, that's what this month is really going to be focused on, as far as when we go into September, we'll talk about these moments. And this is why this is the week. Are you fear-filled or are you fearless? Because it's time to claim you.
Well, and fear is just such a wonderful topic because it's everywhere in the outer world. And when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. And fear is the natural state of an egoic presence, meaning a personality that is constantly being triggered with feelings of not quite there, out of control, something might be happening, and it stimulates the fear cycle. And that fear cycle is part and parcel of density. The density, meaning the mass consciousness. And so, beloved ones, if you have fear come up from time to time, it is not necessarily you. It could well be the broadcast antenna of density being
heard. Well, you never know.
You.
Well, you know, speaking of that broadcast antenna, hey, let's jump into the queue. Make sure you give us a call, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And that is our call-in lines. And if you get a busy signal, it simply means that all of our lines are full. And so that's something to know about. So call in now, get in for a question, mini soul reading, whatever your heart wishes to share, we want to hear. So go ahead and get in the queue.
Absolutely. Now, we are at an amazing time. And I say that often, but each time it gets more amazing. And what I mean by that is that we are just coming out of this amazing Lion's Gate alignment, which happens on August 8th, is kind of the kickoff. And that Lion's Gate has led us into the new moon eclipse energy, which is just right in the last day.
Well, it's in it. We're in it now. It actually ends today.
Yeah.
And this is why it's so important to be talking about this. And guys, I want to share something. If we sound a little distracted, we have been. We're getting some kind of a weird buzzing sound. Oh, there we go. I think it finally stopped. Our studio is trying a new board today, and you guys know what it's like with technology. And yes, it just got a lot better. So we are very grateful. And again, Mercury retrograde. How many of you have been having like this low buzz that's trying to distract you and take you away from what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to do, and does it cause fear or fearlessness? You know, that's another aspect of what's happening.
You know, fearlessness is a wonderful state of being, because it isn't that we're noticing the absences of fear as much as we're noticing a sense of peace, confidence, love, trust, joy, all of those attributes of your, quote, real self. And the real self, your soul, is fearless, meaning there is no fear. The real self is at peace, and this real self is connected to an infinite source of love and wisdom.
Well, you know, I want to share that, you know, we've had so many of you writing in lately when we talk about connection and sources and really coming together. And every week we come together as one community. And this helps to alleviate the fear, because fear often comes forward when we feel alone or when we feel vulnerable or when we feel not heard. And then oftentimes we start fearing, you know, oh my God, am I even crazy for what I'm thinking? And this is why in the August energy right now, it is important that you give yourself the support you need. We are in a powerful moment. And this Lionsgate energy, I can't stress enough, had this new moon, right? So we had this beautiful new moon. And this started with Thursday the 8th and is culminating today on the 12th. And so opening up was this opportunity to say, okay, I am going to say yes to opening up into a clear pathway. I am saying yes to being fearless in living my highest self. And just the opposite has come forward, a severe magnetization, a polarized expansion, so to speak. And if you have not seen our August video, please go to Sri and Kira, excuse me, official Sri and Kira at our YouTube channel and pay attention. Look at what we put out for August, because everything we were talking about is kind of unveiling this way. And this is a big week. The 13th through the 18th is a big, big week. And you have an opportunity, if you stay focused on who you are and focused on your truth, to let it be an extraordinarily big week that will break free old patterns, ignite new things into your life, or it's going to concretize a series of events that's leading you into, you know, I'm going to say kind of a light dark moment.
Well, and the light dark moment means you're dancing with polarity. And this is where some people misunderstand the, freedom from fear versus fear. Freedom is the word. Freedom from fear doesn't compute, because it keeps you in a moment of in between fears.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the important thing to understand, is that fear is a wonderful signal that you're attached to a sense of lack or limitation that's working in your life experience. And so every time you have fear, it's important to say, oh, thank you. I need to breathe, relax into a higher truth of myself. What am I really? Who am I really? And let that fear dissolve.
Now, and here's what's great. When you finally let the fear dissolve and you're on the other side of it, you find that everything gets so easy and so serendipitous and so miraculous that very, very quickly your life becomes the affirmation of the gift of letting go of the fear. And yes. So I want to share this, because we've had a couple of beautiful examples of people in this beautiful self-ascension community demonstrate that lately. And so Sri and I want to celebrate that today, because this is about celebrating fearlessness. So one of the first fearlessness experiences we want to celebrate is Mary Jacobs. Mary Jacobs is recently graduated from our self-ascension mastery teacher training experience. And Mary is just said yes to her life in a way that she has not said before. And she is literally thriving through ascension awareness, and so much so that she wrote a beautiful article about it. And I really encourage you to go read it, because I think when you read this article, you find a piece of your own journey, and it's a very inspiring sharing. So just go to shriankira.com, and right on the homepage, when you scroll down in the article section, you'll see Thriving Through Ascension Awareness. It was just posted. Click on it, read it. And, you know, Sri, another way that people show courage or fearlessness is when they call into our radio show. And remember, guys, you can call into the show and ask for a mini soul reading, give us a sharing. And if you don't have that number, it's 866-627-6008.
That's 888.
888. Excuse me. 888-627-6008. And guys, I just have to stop and share. If you think I'm kind of wacky today, please forgive me. I literally just got out of the hospital. I am not kidding. Less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
And so I spent my Lionsgate in knee surgery, and really quite fascinating that started on Thursday the 8th with kind of a quote unquote emergency surgery. And am really loving the message of the fact that literally freeing up certainly what's been congested and stopping me from some momentum for the past 2 years. So it seems like a divine moment to have had that experience.
Well, you know, it reminds me to share with you that there are no accidents.
That is so true.
There are momentary lapses in sequence.
Right.
Or lapses in awareness, for that matter, that make events seem to be miraculous or accidental or whatever. But whenever we have a sudden shock, you know, in Kira's case, case like twisting a leg that was already, you know,
twisted.
That was already having some challenges.
Let's just say it had quite a wild challenge.
And for her, it was like, okay, it's time. Get this thing fixed so that we can be in greater joy
and
service.
Well, and you got to love that Thursday, August 8th, of course, the ignition of the Lion's Gate. We started going into the energy of the new moon and then the whole solar eclipse thing. Plus, what I just love about that, Sri, is that we're still in the Mercury retrograde. We're still in this triple retrograde energy. So there was this profound moment that said, here is an opportunity to reset and to release that which has been trying to hold you back. And as all of you know, I tend to do things in a big way when I do them. You know, how I do what I do now is they had to kill me because I didn't wake up doing it any other way. So I just, you know, had a near-death experience. So I think that's been a reset. I think it's a jettison moment.
Well, there's a personal story here, and then there's a universal story.
Exactly.
And so the personal story for us, just to wrap that up, is that it is a rebirth, a reaffirmation of the path and to walk easily and with joy on the path of service that we have chosen.
And I love that it has kept me bound to Tosa Blue Mountain. You know, that is one thing, is that I'm finding that I've only been home from the hospital, like I said, guys, less than 24 hours. And what I've already noticed is the depth of connection with the land here and the messages. There are so many new messages. You guys know about this new Mary energy that came in. There's this other energy coming in. Every being on the planet right now is getting that gift to connect without fear.
And I want to talk more about that and how you can find the key to liberation.
Yes.
And I just want to mention, we do have a line open. So pick up the phone and give us a ring, because we would love to chat
with you. Well, and that in and of itself, I think, be fearless. Make the call, because the fact that we even have a line open is a miracle. And that's 888-627-6008. And again, if by the time you call, the line's closed and you get that busy signal, just hold on. Because as soon as we start saying hello and goodbye to people, that'll be your turn to tune in again. And Sri, I want to wrap up this section on fearlessness with a couple of emails we've received, because the other way you can connect with us is by sending us an email.
Absolutely.
And you send your emails to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Again, simply guest@shriandkiraradio.com. And I love this one email we received last week, Sri. It was forwarded to us. This was from a listener and who was fearless in her demonstration of, I want to share something with you. And it was so beautiful, I felt we should share it. So we're going to read that. And this is a beautiful email that came in from Sari.
Okay, it starts off like this. Hi, Sri and Kira. I couldn't think of a better way to thank you enough for my mini soul reading on July 29th, and also for my husband David's mini soul reading on August 5th.
Well, thank you guys for the honor.
And so she said, the way I'm thanking you is offering you a channeled writing of my own. This coming September marks 2 years since I have been writing. And it has been an amazing journey for our family, and I'd love to share it with you both.
And I just want to honor and bow before you, Sari, for the fearlessness in saying yes to this gift and sending this to us, and to saying yes to yourself. And you've got to love the timing and support going on right now.
No, and before I share her sharing,
yeah.
I just want to acknowledge that anytime we share from a place of sincerity,
yes, love and presence,
we open up the doorway to a divine boost.
Yes,
both in connection and more.
And I think it's important to note that Sari received this message on August 8th, 2018 at 8:12 a.m.
Here we go. Dear Sri and Kira, it comes to pass, the essence of this note reveals one's thoughts that cannot be contained any longer. To show the complete admiration for the kind words one takes time to reveal, for the mere purpose of showing one how to assimilate in a world gone far, so far gone, in a world so far gone. Maybe these messages of love will show the others the timelessness in the manner of which this is to be shown. Of course, we are to see all of this when the timing is such, but as for now, all is not lost to the ones who take the ball into their own hands, so to say. Count for all it's worth to describe the moments when such has happened in the realms of one's existence, to display a piece of them as whole and loving and giving. There lies a sense of all that matters when describing our worth here. So at this point of knowing, we all move forward into the next together as one to return to one. It is for us to uphold this stake in life for others who cannot. Let us guide you when all else seems to vanish outside the world you knew. The illusion becomes a mask that no longer exists for the pure purpose of living in a world far more beautiful than ever known. Wipe the tears of yesterday's sorrows, for today is where we find a treasure of love to behold, a treasure so rich for all to come into from the cold. All my love, sorry.
So I want all of us to take a moment and just breathe, because sorry, you just explained self-ascension. And the essence of what you said is something that I love. It's what Mahatma Gandhi used to call nishkama karma, which is selfless action. It's when we release everything we do from any expectation or selfish motive, meaning that we do it because we want to do it. We do it for the love of doing it. And it matters not. We don't need to hear anything back. It simply matters that it was done. And that is the life Sri and I lead. That is the yoga of self-ascension. It's nishkama karma. And thank you, beloved Sari, for sending that in such a beautiful way for so many people to receive today. We are really honored and inspired by your fearlessness. And this is active fearlessness. And this is what I love. And I also want to give a shout out to all of you who have been tuning into us at our new radio show, Soul Mirror. And thank you for tuning in Thursday night on the Lion's Gate when I was actually getting my surgery. And Sri and Alan and Sandra took on the show so beautifully and so gorgeously. I will be returning to the show this Thursday night, and I'm excited to be there. And if you haven't tuned into Soul Mirror Radio yet, please do. Just go to soulmirrorradio.com, and we're on live Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific time.
And so the message of fear versus love, as so many people offer it, is a recognition that there is no need for polarity when we are residing in the peace of our truth.
Exactly. And that we can so easily reside in the peace of our truth when we remember the truth of who we are. And this is why this moment right now, this August 8 through 13 moment, is really inviting you to claim yourself. Are you lifting into your ascension awareness? Are you caught in the victim triangle? Hey, that brings me to, have you read the article, part one, that Sri and I put out early August? This is the week more than ever to be reading that article. Go get the support that you need. That's also at SriandKira.com. And you'll see it right there on the homepage, because we're going to release part two this week, because this is the week where things are turning. It's like a big clock wheel turning this week.
And so as your life gives you experiences, as we take a breath and we notice the space between the breaths,
yeah,
we're given a glimpse of what is true peace. What is true peace? It is the beautiful space that is without the content of the illusionary mind. It is the beautiful space that is without the content of any emotional reactivity.
Mm.
And that space is always there.
Yeah.
You can find it in the space between the breaths. You can find it in the moment between sentences. Sometimes you find it in the moment between the moment between the moment.
I love that, because that's when that witnesser is witnessing.
And that Woo! Witnesser, when we start residing in the one who is witnessing, we find the pathway to the infinite peace that passeth all understanding.
In every single way. And that's the gift of this moment, because you guys know you won't find that peace in any news stream outlet. You won't find that peace cruising the internet. You won't find that peace buying into conspiracy theories.
There is nothing in the outer world.
Exactly. That will give you that.
Yeah, nothing will deeply satisfy. And so we're at this wonderful moment of recognizing, okay, I've touched this energy. I know this peace.
Now, and I'm claiming it.
And I choose to reside there now. And Woo! In that declaration, in that choice, we begin to cast out the BS. We begin to unhook all of the fascination for the distractions. It doesn't mean you don't participate. What it means is that you participate in a way that you're watching yourself participate.
Well, exactly. You're in the blessed moment of being able to have a greater space of compassion.
Yes.
It really embodies the forgive them, they know not what they do. Love them, they know know not what they do, that all of humanity had the opportunity to navigate in July, that put us in that river of consciousness, that lifted us from the anger and reactivity of activism and gently brought us here to this moment of ascension awareness, if we choose to embrace it, knowing full well that just the opposite is also playing out. The question is, where do you find your greatest abundant stream? You will always find it when you are in the energy of peace, when you are instilling the energy of love, and when you are living the energy of joy. And that can never be taken from you because it is not external.
Absolutely. And we should just take a breath right now and realize the simplicity of the truth.
Loving that.
Joy is your birthright. Joy is the signal from the soul that you have clicked in to the appropriate state of being.
Yeah.
And joy is something we learn, just like this fearlessness is something we learn. We need to constantly inform ourselves of what is not.
Okay, go ahead and finish, because I want to change the word learn. I really feel, Sri, that it's something we evolve through.
Yes.
I don't think it's something we learn as much as we evolve through it. We either awaken through it or we don't. So it's an evolution. So sometimes, you know, we've shared this before. Sometimes you learn one thing and repeat it 10 times and claim you have 10 years experience versus you've been evolving through a 10-year cycle, and every moment is a new recognition, expansion, potentiality. That takes fearlessness.
Well, and you've hit on a wonderful, wonderful point, because many people have touched into the fearless zone, have touched into that true empowerment. And then they leave it.
Exactly.
And then they go back and relearn that thing again. And now they're having that repetitive learning. Well, it's good that they get to relearn it after having sidestepped for a while.
If you could relearn it from a level of awareness of what you had the first time.
And this leads us to the evolving consciousness.
Exactly.
At some point, you say, enough of this repetition. Right. I get it. I claim it.
I'm over it. I'm done. Get me out of here. Yeah.
And you truly claim it. And that's the evolutionary pop.
And it's that moment you do it with that smile on your face. It's that recognition of, yes, oh my goodness, I really do get it, versus, oh my God, I'm here again. That will actually keep you stuck. There has to be that smile of awareness, because remember, every time we move in a level forward, we expand our awareness, and it's an arrival. And then when we arrive at our awareness, we then get to have the experience of what it is we are awake to. And then we get to make another choice, which brings you again to awareness. It's an ever refining spiral of enlightened presence. And it's extraordinary. And it's getting enormous momentum this month.
Well, and this is it. So these principles, these truths that we've been sharing with you have always been there.
Oh, yeah.
There is a momentum afoot that will give you the opportunity to really get it, to really claim it, and to really pop forward.
Whoa, well, you know, let's pop forward. We have just a few minutes before the first break. Why don't we at least invite one caller in?
We're going to do it. We're going to start at line one, and we'll say hello to Melanie from California.
First time on the show. Namaste. Welcome, beautiful one.
Namaste, beautiful souls. How are you?
We are delighted to be with you, Angel.
I'm so excited. Sari and David are my parents.
Wow.
So I heard you read the email. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I love that. That's got to be like the most awesome coincidence ever.
Oh, it is. It's amazing. And I'm so excited to be here. Everything you've been saying about feeling fearful and you know, just breaking old patterns, I can really resonate with that. And I would just be so grateful if you could give me a mini soul reading today, just to put my mind at ease a little.
No worries. Melanie, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for the gift of connecting with you right now. And the reason I just started jumping in was, you are so precious. So you have, I first need to share with you, you know, those really cute little bells that they're like little silver bells. They almost look like little balls, but they're bells and they're little, and they wear bracelets. Like I think belly dancers wear them. You've got a whole crown of around your head. Like you're wearing this beautiful, like knit cap with these little bells. And I'm also seeing them on your ankles, and I'm seeing these cute little toe rings on your toes. And you're like, your hands, it's interesting. I'm showing Shree, so I hope I describe this right. It's like I want to reach my hands out like this, and I open up my hands, and then I bring them in. And it's almost like I'm kind of dancing, and
it's like a child doing a dance. Your fingertips pointed to heaven. You bring your hands back down, and then you lift them up.
And it's almost like you're doing a peekaboo, but you're doing it through your hands, and you're laughing, and you're smiling, and you're saying, "Don't you remember? It's just a dance, and the harmony has always been within you. Just simply smile, turn around, and let it come forward again." And that's what they want you to hear today, my angel. And so it is. I love you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much. I'm so blessed.
So are we. So are we.
Have a beautiful day, dear. Thanks
namaste.
For calling.
Mwah. Much love, Angel. What a precious gift. Oh, my gosh, Shree. She is beautiful.
Well, and I want to just say once again for everybody.
I hope everybody was dancing because that was
great. For everybody listening, every caller reflects something that is vital for all of us. And this dance, you know, anytime we lift our hands into the air, we are opening up our energy.
Yeah.
And when the hands,
and this was childlike, joyful,
yeah,
happy.
And the fingertips pointed to heaven and taking a moment and go, yay. And then the hands kind of come back down to the heart level for a moment. And then
yep.
they do it again.
Yeah. No, it was really like, woohoo.
And it sounds so simple, and it is so liberating to claim the freedom of an expanded energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, beloved ones, we invite you to claim your freedom.
Oh, yeah. Whew, I'm just still dancing, though. I'm dancing into that freedom. So let's just all fearlessly dance into our freedom.
Absolutely. We're going to take a little station break, and you can do a little dancing, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everybody. We're delighted to be with you right now.
And this is such a special moment right here as we're putting a wrapper. You know, today is August 12th, and that period of August 8 to 12, the 8-8 Lion's Gate that's been so resonant with this 11-11 energy as well, is really giving us this window. Imagine that you have just lifted or ignited yourself up through this beautiful window, and you are on the other side gazing at a whole new landscape you never knew existed, and you're feeling the exhilaration and the celebration and the optimism that comes from knowing the page has turned. That is the moment that is truly before you if you choose it. And the way you choose it right now is by releasing any fear that the illusion is trying to throw at you. And this is also why this week, August 13 through August 18, this 5-day window is going to be a window of intense I'm going to use the word reckoning. Remember, we're still in that triple retrograde experience. We now have added this solar eclipse energy. We've added this other energy with the new moon. And so everything is getting, I'm going to use the word emboldened. In other words, that which is true is going to get truer and more obvious. And that which is not true will be even more obvious. And yet the two will each have equal power. It's going to be a big week.
Absolutely a big week. And speaking of big weeks, many of our listeners have taken advantage of the opportunity that the forgiveness cleanse offers to them.
Whew, hope you guys have already done it. And if you didn't, that is still posted at treeandkira.com. Right on the homepage, you'll find the link next to the August predictions video.
And we've gotten in some emails of people sharing. And
so heart-touching. Oh, my gosh, what an honor.
Last week that I just want to share a couple of paraphrases from. And this is from Orca.
And hey, Orca. Orca's also been tuning into us over at soulmirrorradio.com. So thank you, Orca. We really appreciate the support.
And the reason I want to share this is twofold. One is, once again, an individual has, through sincerity and their own empowerment, decided to be vulnerable and share. And we love it. We honor that.
Very much so.
And she just says, here's a couple of sentences that I think are just wonderful that I want to share with everyone. She said, after the first day, I felt some kind of lightness come in. And I have no idea where this will take me, but it just feels like my subconscious is like putting a case solved stamp on all my old problems, old memories.
I love that. She talks about it as case files, like there's a big, you know, cases solved on the case file boxes.
And then she shares some more, and here's another.
And she sent this to us on day 6 of the packet.
Yeah. She was saying, I'm even having fun with this now. I am gently disarming my ego from all concepts and false belief systems. Now, I just want to say, I love the choice of these words. I am gently disarming my ego.
Beautifully said, Orca.
Because the ego uses our hurts and pains to judge and make war with others, to make war with society. So the disarming vocabulary, it just fits perfectly. And she goes on and shares some beautiful things here, and it kind of ends, her communication ends with, I accept myself, I love myself, I am a blessing.
Yes.
And she says, we are so gigantic inside and having these wonderful human lives. So Orca, thank you for doing the work. Thank you for sharing your success. And thank you for keep on going.
Yeah. And thank you for doing the 7-day spiritual cleanse. It really does make a difference in your life. And we are so honored to share that. And I love it that our producer just forwarded us another email and said, hey, you guys are talking about this. And this is another one that came in about the 7-day forgiveness. And this one came in from Andrew.
Well, Andrew says, hi, Sri and Kira. Many blessings to you both and your wonderful team. I just want to let you know what a great exercise this was in raising my awareness that in the end, it was really only me that needed forgiveness or the release.
We love you, Andrew.
And he goes on and shares a little bit, but he's moved into that empowered space where he says,
he did the work.
I am the architect and the master of my matrix.
Absolutely true.
We celebrate you, Andrew.
Yeah. Hey, and thank you for doing it. And guys, again, you know, Orca, Andrew, all these other beautiful people that are sending us emails and they're writing us at all of our other websites, do the 7-day spiritual forgiveness. It will blow your mind. It is a 7-day cleanse. It's free. We've had it sitting on the website for a couple months now. And especially as this August energy heats up, this is the time to claim the support you deserve and really say yes to you. And if you want to read an inspiring story about that when you get to shreeandkira.com, also scroll down and read Mary Jacobs' latest article. I found it incredibly inspiring.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that's important to recognize is that joy, happiness, empowerment, peace, all of the goodies are happening every day.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Are you paying attention?
And are you allowing those miracles to flourish?
Because yes is the answer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, speaking of yes, we have all these beautiful people waiting to speak to us, Sri.
We're going to head to line 2. And we're going to welcome Masha from Minnesota.
Well, namaste, Masha. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Namaste. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, beautiful one. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a miracle. And I would like to say it's so wonderful to hear your voice, Kira. And I'm so glad you're with us. And you sound just wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I have all the healing power from all these beautiful people like you. So thank you.
Oh, well, love you so much. I'm calling to ask if I can get a little mini soul reading, please.
Well, that is always an honor, and thank you for asking. And as you're asking, it's precious. I see you, and there's like a ray of light on your face, and it's illuminating your hair. And your hair looks like it's pearls to me right now. It looks like big, big pearls, these big, beautiful pearls. And they're saying that you are at a moment of choice where your illumination can be radiant like the pearl that is inside waiting to be revealed. And then they're showing these two hands, and they're holding this huge clamshell, and it's like it's in the universe. It's like it's this huge, like, floating clamshell in the universe. And these two big hands, they look like the hands of God to me, are lifting up the clamshell, and instead of this pearl, it's you, and you're standing up, and you're holding this beautiful crystal wand, and your other hand is up, and there's gold sparkles coming out of it, and they're saying, fly, beloved one, you are ready. And so it is.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so wonderful.
Yes, you are.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, you are. You are so beautiful. Thank you for letting us all enjoy that gift. I feel blessed by receiving that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Namaste, beloved angel.
Many blessings.
Many blessings. Namaste.
You know, I want to just say it's such a wonderful thing when we touch in with these sharings.
Yes, it
and
is.
I'm sure each and every
beautiful.
One of you feels it.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me to remind you that as we are navigating out of the woods, so to speak, out of the woods of density, we are claiming our alignment.
Yes, yes, yes.
And in claiming the alignment, in claiming our power, we oftentimes need to teach our mind how to cooperate with the truth of who we really are. You know, the truth of who we are is beyond the drama of density. Yet we're so engaged sometimes with the dramas and the densities that we begin to identify with it. We begin to think that's who we are, that that's normal. In fact, every time you have a sense of peace, every time you're just in a moment where you go, no, things are actually okay, things mm-hmm. are good, that's a good time to declare the truth. I am peace.
Yes.
I am joy.
Yes, you are.
I am empowered.
Yes, you are.
All is well.
Always has been.
And so when we make those positive declarations right at the moment that these glimpses, these happy moments are there, we're actually educating the rest of our psychology to go, oh, okay. That's who we are.
Yeah.
And to quit bucking it, quit resisting it.
Well, to get on that other side. And I mean, look at, I know you got it, Sri. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of blown away that here we read Sari's email, David, and it talked about Sari and David. We read that online. And then our first caller is Sari's daughter. I mean, come on, you can't make that stuff up. And guys, we promise you none of this is planned. Just like everything that we have been looking at lately as far as dates and arrivals and putting things together, we always listen to guidance, right? We always say yes. Those of you that have known Sharita and I for the past 15 years know that we are notorious at one thing, and that is called saying yes to the universe. If the universe comes forward and says to us, do this, and we're like, oh my God, I don't even know how we're going to accomplish this, we still say yes. And we've done some pretty wild things over the past 15
years.
Well,
and at times it seems like a real stretch. I mean,
yeah.
Packing up your home and moving to another country.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's like leave everything you know.
Not only just do it once.
Yeah, but do it several times, because this way you can have a much even broader view of the universal experience. I mean, wow.
And so, beloved ones, everybody, each one of you is at the perfect place right now.
Exactly.
To launch the next expanded now.
And to take the fearless step of saying yes, because it takes courage to say yes. It is easy to say no, and it is always easy to find a way to justify no, because no makes the ego feel safe. Because no is a way that when we dismiss moving forward with the truth of who we are, we're giving in to the smaller part of the ego that is terrified. It is a step always based in fear, regardless of that which the ego wants to tell you it may be for. And when you can see that fear and then smile at that fear is when you are free.
Absolutely. And I want to give you a little practice that will help you claim that freedom with ease. And it's important to remember that anytime we're having some anxiety, anytime that we're experiencing doubt or any other form of restlessness, it's a moment where you can take control. And one of the ways to do that is to put one hand on your belly right there at the third chakra and put another hand on your heart. Take a deep breath and say out loud, in this moment, I trust myself. In this moment, I trust myself.
In this moment, I trust myself, with a smile and a knowing and a presence. And you will discover you do.
And that promotes us to relax into that state of connected beingness, that trust is love. Trust is the gateway to clearer guidance.
You know, I'm smiling as you say that, Sri, because I remember when Archangel Zadkiel first taught that to us.
Yes.
I remember when that we had this beautiful archangelic ensoulment come in. And I just need to share that with all the new stuff that's happening in August, guys, all the new connections, all the new messages that are coming in, the fact that I am literally bound here at Tosa Blue Mountain right now, receiving all these messages. One of the messages that has been coming through so clearly. Oh my God, they told me not to say anything.
I'll let it go.
I'm going to let it be there for them. But I will share this. These are the same beings that are telling me I can't share anything right now that are saying that they must do an ensoulment New Year's Eve. And we have not done a live ensoulment in what? 2 years?
Almost two years.
We did a live ensoulment at Terra Nostra, I think was the last one that we did in the chapel with the Pietro de Corazon. And so this, guys, is major, that this ensoulment energy is coming up right now. And so go connect to the Master's Library, find those messages, because what I was starting to share was about the first time that Archangel Zadkiel taught us about trust equals love.
Well, and this is a truth, a deeper level of truth that each of you can feel for yourselves as you relax in to greater trust. You know, trust is one of those gateways that is part and parcel of fearlessness.
Well, because it takes a lot of fear to not trust, right?
Absolutely.
And it takes a lot of courage.
It takes a lot of energy to stay fearful.
And it really does.
This is the paradox
that
people in fear sometimes miss out on. And that is that you're using up a lot of energy.
Of life force.
To hold the status quo in
place. Right, absolutely true. And when you can let that go and get on the other side, it is amazing how quickly things line up and how everything comes together. All right.
Well, I'm told we have a caller online.
We have many callers.
Yeah, that's a first timer. Let's say hello to Ariel from California.
Namaste, Ariel. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm so excited to get through to you guys. And this is crazy, but I'm Melanie's sister. My mom is Sari. You read her email this morning.
we got the whole family
right
here.
That's it. We have
you
all
got
go
the
to
whole. All yeah,
right.
You guys got the whole family, which is crazy.
Wow.
Who's bringing this melon and who's bringing the dessert?
Yeah.
I'm so happy I got through, and I love you guys so much. And this is such a huge month, and just feeling the changes and really trying to connect to that fearlessness. I'm about to start a new job, and it's just a big month. So I would love a mini soul reading from you guys.
Oh, well, Ariel, I bow. Thank you, my angel. We are honored. And, you know, the whole time you were sharing, I saw these beautiful golden five-pointed stars, and they were above your head. And they were not a crown, but they were more like they modeled. There's one, two, three, there's five of them, and they're like the top one would be at the top of your head, and then, you know, the other two coming down so that they would frame like from the ears up kind of thing. And radiating out of those are these books, like these ancient knowledge manuals. And they're saying, like, as each one of these books is coming down in front of you, they're saying there are many directions, yet all are the same path. Feel comfortable with that choices you are making and trust thyself. And as you move forward, the book will reveal the next step. And so whatever book you're looking at right now or series of books, there's one that's really going to kind of say, come here for a minute and give yourself that gift because there's a great revelation ahead for you. So thank you so much for calling in today. I love that we connected with you, Ariel. Many, many blessings, my angel.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. I love you both. Thank you.
Namaste. We love you too, honey. Big hugs and kisses.
Many blessings. Thank you. Indeed.
You're welcome. Wow.
Well, this is fun. It's always fun. I tell you what, every time that we get on the phone with somebody, they are bringing forward that which is a blessing for all of us to hear.
Yeah, that is very, very true.
And so I tell you what, we have another caller standing by.
Well, let's say hello. Go ahead, then we'll go to line one.
Line one, we've got Jennifer from Virginia.
First time to the show. Welcome, Jennifer.
Well, hello. How are you?
Well, we are just delighted to make this connection with you today.
Well, thank you. I actually wasn't sure I would get on because I got home late. I set my alarm so that I could listen to you guys live today, and I just got here, and I can't believe that you're actually taking my call. So thank you.
Well, you are welcome, and that's the first blessing of us connecting today. So thank you for making it happen.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and I would love to have a little mini soul reading.
I would be honored to offer that gift. And, you know, Jennifer, I need to share with you, you are so precious. When I connect with you, the first thing I see, it's interesting. I've been trying to get like, it's this green. At first I thought it was like moss, and then it looked more like beautiful, like vines and leaves. And then it keeps getting more and more spacious, and it's all around your feet. And it's like there's this energy in your body right now that's saying, show me the roots to my true home. Show me where I can really grow. Show me where I can really be. And then it's like I see your face looking through this big, beautiful garden that you've grown. And the message is that it's been right in front of you. Just look through that which you've already created, and the answer is absolutely right there in front of you. And that's what they want you to hear today. So I am so honored that you set your alarm, and I am delighted that the universe supported you to be here and for us to receive you today. Thank you for that gift. We are really honored. Many blessings.
Thank you. And I'm actually looking at my garden as we were speaking. So that is so funny that you said that.
Oh, I'm so grateful you shared that. Thank you, Angel. Oh, see, even more affirmation.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Blessings to you both.
Oh, and to you, my love. Namaste.
Well, truly, truly fun. And we love the synchronicities.
Well, I got to tell you, her garden's beautiful because what they were showing me was really gorgeous.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, Eva called back, said the phone dropped, and she's back online,
well,
too.
Well, hey, let's try and get her in. We're all
come
right
on
there.
In, Eva.
Come on,
let's
in,
say
Eva.
Hello.
How are you, Angel?
Oh, you're so welcoming. Actually, I was on the line and somehow you couldn't hear me, and it's so perfect. I love that. And I'm sort of in the midst of the most epic empowerment of all lifetimes, becoming completely fearless and resurrection, and still haven't quite turned the corner. And I wasn't even going to call in. You said there was a line open. So here I am, and I'm back. I would love a mini soul reading.
Oh, well, Eva, I'm giggling because it's like you just gave yourself your mini soul reading when you said, I am here and I am back. That's why I said, yes, you are, because that is honestly the reading. And these beautiful beings around you are like putting those words in neon, and they're flashing them in front of you, and they're clapping and they're dancing and they're saying, pay attention. You know what you need to do. And that's what they want you to hear, my love. So thank you for showing all of us your mastery today. I love that you got through.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I looked out of the window. There's a license plate with a 5 and 3 zeros.
Can't I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, thank you for sharing, my
infinite
angel. Many blessings. Namaste, angel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, namaste. I'm really enjoying how the show, we've had such a huge show. I mean, so much shared today. You guys really should listen to the show again. but how everybody who's walking through their fear is calling these answers. Well, you know, it's fabulous.
Well, and I love this message that Eva called forward, which was pay attention. You know what you need to do.
Well, and I am here, right? I am here and I'm back. It's yes, you are.
And I know.
I'm ready, baby. You know, that's the mantra of self-ascension, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And the power in those words and the way that they're said is how we can call forward fearlessness, even when that beautiful little ego, the one for the month of August that you want in that car seat, even when that ego is screaming and yelling, the fearlessness mother, the fearlessness father keeps driving.
Absolutely.
And trust that they are making the right decisions. That's how you get through the night. That's how you navigate that. And eventually that child falls asleep and the driving gets easier.
It does. And you know, it's those moments of true clarity, those moments of true empowerment are always available for us, but sometimes there's a little static in the perceptual field. You know, when we go out at night and it's a little bit cloudy, and then every once in a while you get a glimpse of a star.
Yeah.
You know, my life experience, there was a lot of periods in my life where I could barely see a sparkle of light. There was just things seemed cloudy. And then when I began to focus on the pinpoint of light, I noticed, wait a minute, there's another pinpoint.
Well, you know, when you say that, Sri, I want to share with all of you, Archangel Zadkiel gave us the funnest. Remember, he gave us the cutest little way to play with that. He said, get a flashlight. Take any flashlight, stick it on your hand tight, you know, make sure that you have the flashlight really tight to your hand. So you got your palm up, you have the flashlight down in your hand, and then just turn on the flashlight. Don't even lift it. Just turn on the flashlight and notice the glow. Because before the first ray of light appears, there is the glow. And then as you notice that glow and be in a dark room when you're doing this, it will be it's a really fun way to remember how little light goes a long way. And then just gently lift the light and watch how quickly even a little light makes the darkness bright. It's a beautiful, fun way to honor you.
And that metaphor is so useful, because as we lift, as we ascend, we notice more and more illumination.
Yeah, we do. We really do. And you know, Sri, there's just so many people calling. All the lines are loaded. Let's try to get in a few more people. So let's go ahead. We're going to go right here to line three.
Line three, we're going to say hello to Jean from Hawaii.
Namaste, beloved one. Aloha. Welcome.
Aloha. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Oh my gosh. I last minute decided to call in. Oh my gosh. I'm speechless. You guys should know me well enough to know that's unusual. I will remain speechless and just ask for a mini soul reading, as I know the time and clock is ticking.
Oh, Jean, you are the most amazing blessing, and thank you. And, you know, my heart is so big around you. Just connecting with you, I can't stop smiling. I just have this gorgeous smile on my face, and it's like there's no time between us. I see you. You are so beautiful, and you're in this beautiful, very clear-looking space. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is because the energy that's coming in around you is about clearing the space and bright white light and white floors, white walls with silver. And there's all of this lifting energy around you. And they're saying, release now into the crystalline octaves of the truth of who you are. And there's this mother of pearl ring that I'm watching this person put on like the wedding band finger, but it's a mother of pearl ring, and they're putting it on your hand and they're saying, remember now and release all that would hold you back. And so it is. Jean, I love you. I am honored. I bow before you, my angel. Thank you for bringing this goddess energy to our show today. We are all blessed by it.
Oh, thank you so much. That so resonated with me. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you for all you do. Namaste.
Namaste.
Many blessings,
namaste.
Dear. Aww. Yeah, we truly, truly, truly enjoy and are gratified by each of you that brings your love, your presence, and your open hearts to this show. And as we come to a close today, I want to say to those people holding on the phone, we love you, and we'll look forward to connecting with you next week. And each and every one of you, remember, fearless or fear, make a choice. and then empower your choice by giving it your full attention and
trust. Yeah, you are a blessing. And you are here right now listening to this show because you do have courage, because the fearless way is actually easier. Because once you say yes and keep your eyes on the divine at all times, you forgive them, they know not what they do. You love them, they know not what they do. You lift into ascension awareness and you discover the truth of the beautiful you that has already been abundantly blossoming now. We love you.
Absolutely. And as you enjoy the propulsion of this week, the power of this August moment, may you breathe deeply and notice that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.